Emerald and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Our next guest is an award-winning goldsmith, but for Mark Newman, his design process is completely unique. Mark has something called aphantasia, which means that he's unable to visualize anything in his mind, even his own work. He's on the line now to explain how it all works. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Well, Mark, aphantasia sounds like the Disney movie that's waiting to happen, but can you explain what it is?
Well, so it's the inability to conjure images to your mind, be it people, objects, places, things. It's completely blank. There's no visual component to somebody with aphantasia's imagination.
If I say, imagine a red bicycle, what happens in your mind?
Like, literally nothing. Like, it's funny, every time somebody does a little test, it's always a red something. Like, red apple is the most common one.
Right.
And so you've had this your entire life, I gather, but it was only recently that you realised, A, that not everybody was like you, and B, that this is a thing with a name.
Yeah, like, it was one of those things where, you know, I don't know, in day-to-day life, it's like, oh, imagine a beach. I always just thought it was purely metaphorical up until the point that I saw it written down in an article one day. So it was kind of a shock because I just thought everyone else was just listing out the facts that they had about their imaginary beach like I was.
Okay, so you would deal in facts. So you would know that a beach has sand on it. You would know there would be a sea and there would be shells and there would be rocks, whatever. But so in your head, you would just list through those things.
Yeah, and some people be like, give me it in as much detail as possible. I'd be like, oh, well, there's probably a palm tree on a beach. And so nobody ever really challenged it. Whenever I said these things, they just assumed that that's what I was saying, and I just assumed that they were doing the same in so far as that they were just like going into as much detail as possible with their
right. And then what was the moment then when you found out that no, hang on a second, most other people in the world have a visual imagination?
Like, I was a bit like tripped out by it. I didn't kind of believe it for a second. I like had to call my mother and be like, "What's going on here? Like, do you see this?" It seemed like everyone else was crazy. And then after a while, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm missing out a bit. But discovering it was a thing was quite, like, impactful in the work that I do because, yeah, I'd just be struggling to design things.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you would think if you don't have visual imagination, you would be, I don't know, an accountant or an engineer, some kind of scientist who would go, I deal with facts, this is it. You, however, are an incredible award-winning goldsmith and jewellery designer.
Yeah, I guess that is the case, but I was kind of forced to be more creative because I grew up with dyslexia, so any of the more academic fields were very undesirable to me, but it was kind of the only logical thing for me to do with my life, and then if I was to be a proper fine artist, that never appealed to me because, well, no, I know now that it didn't appeal to me because I wasn't using imagination, I was using kind of more factual things. So I love to build things with my hands and like create things out of nothing, like literally nothing.
Yeah. So like when you sit down to design a piece of jewelry or art, how does that process work?
Well, like up until recently, until about 2017, like I've been in university, college for years now. I've kind of accumulated like three different degrees in the subject, but I was doing very poorly in my original degree. Like something wasn't clicking and I was failing and they were sending me letters that I needed to repeat the year. And I just put it down to me being bad at what I did. And then when I read the article and then saw all the research on it, I was like, oh my God, how can I now change how I think to be able to work for me? So I've kind of figured out ways of designing. Like I take the purely like empirical facts of what people like to see, and I've just kind of created this new way. I think of it like an algorithm. I make these algorithms, like these series of rules that I'll plug in, like a source inspiration into, and then churn out a piece from there.
Right. So your approach to design then is, you know what the facts are about what most people will like, and then you apply that, as you said, in a kind of an algorithmic way. But I suppose in some ways that must mean that you stand out versus other artists because your approach would be so radically different.
Not until recently that I thought it was a thing of note, but I feel like a bit of a, I don't know, con artist because I'm using people's brain chemistry against them, like almost kind of deceiving them and using
that's a harsh way of looking at it.
It's working.
You know, I suppose, I mean, look, if you look at any department store or any supermarket, they are designed in a way that uses the triggers in our brains that we like to walk in and see straight away. You know, if it's a department store, perfumes and makeup and aftershave and all that kind of stuff. And then you make your way through the sunglasses and the leather goods into the clothes. And if you go to a supermarket, it's fresh fruit and baked bread. Yeah. So effectively, I mean, you're just doing the same thing, but applying it to creating art.
Yeah, like it all clicked with me. I looked at graphic design and website design and how the studies on how to track people's eye movement from a website. Like, it's called visual hierarchy. And I'll just apply that to jewellery. So,
and do you dream? And if so, what do you see?
Yeah, see, this thing. I do have dreams. Some people at Fantasia do, some people don't. I know that I can see the dreams because I can remember seeing the dreams. But once I wake up, I can't imagine it. So it's like this kind of thing. I always send my friends voice memos as soon as I wake up being like, so this is what happened in my dream because it's crazy. Because in 10 minutes, it'll be gone like even faster than everybody else because they can't remember it in their head.
Can you see the faces of loved ones if you concentrate on it?
No, not at all. Like, that's one of the trade-offs of aphantasia. Like, you tend not to yearn for things, miss things. You don't really regret things as much because you don't have those kind of visual cues of longing. Like, for example, like, you don't, people with aphantasia would be less likely to PTSD because we wouldn't have those intrusive images in our heads. So there's a bit of a plus and a minus to it. So, like, yeah. All my friends are giving out to me. It's like, you never see us anymore. It's like, sorry, I forgot that I should miss you. Like,
I remember now. Yes, yes, yes. I must miss you. And
yes. Well, so, it's not that clinical. I'm not that much of a
student. No, no. And then career-wise, I mean, as you said, you have 3 degrees now at this stage. People are loving your designs. You're winning awards. Is this what you want to continue to do?
Yes, it goes in tandem with education as a passion of mine. I've always wanted to be an educator, went to college the first time to do art education, but then ended up doing craft because I liked working with my hands. But ever since, even with this aphantasia thing coming to my mind, I want even more to be an educator because looking back at that first degree, I just thought that if there's more awareness as to how other people's minds work, I could maybe have been taught in a more successful way, like, because I was just floating out there, not realizing that I can't do what everyone else was doing. But if maybe it was in the curriculum that some people see the world differently, it would have maybe intervened in that slightly.
Yeah. How does audio imagining work? I mean, could you imagine in your head right now the sound of a saxophone?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. I can hear the Pokemon theme song playing. As a kid, like, that still rings in my ear when I try to sleep, so not getting away with that.
Okay, so it is genuinely a visual thing.
Yeah, it's just there's a weakness between the two areas of the brain that kind of converge in that regard.
But so you can hear a saxophone playing, but you can't see the guy playing it?
No, not at all.
And do you think, Mark, if a drug came out or there was some radical treatment where somebody, you know, injected a steroid in between the two hemispheres of your brain and would give you a visual imagination, would you like that? Or are you happy with the fact that you are different than everybody else?
Maybe could I try before I buy? Like, maybe I don't want to see those kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, the red bicycle is pretty cool,
and that's for the guy playing the saxophone. Yeah. Mark, the good news,
I can hear the playing card in the spokes, so it's fine.
There you go,
Mark. The good news is that you will be at the Gifted Contemporary Craft and Design Fair in the RDS, running from December 1st to December 5th. So if people want to go and see Mark's amazing designs, and I really recommend you do, Mark New. Newman Goldsmith, thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Thanks for having me.
And is there a website we can direct people to?
Yeah, marknewmanjewelry.com or at marknewmanjewelry on Instagram would be the best places to stalk me.
Brilliant, Mark. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye. See you,
bye. Your show.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.